This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we're talking with the town administrator, town of Nahant, Jeff Shellgren. And Jeff, welcome.
Thank you for having me today.
Well, here we are talking about some of the issues in Nahant, and I think the it's a small town, but one of the biggest buzzes, I think, in the last month or so certainly has been the sewer issue, where Nahant had what you called a code red, where there were limitations to the use of the sewer system, clothes washing, dishwashing, different things like that. And when it went on for quite a while, it was several interruptions in the sewer line, which was a break over on the Linway. So now I'm telling too much of the story. I want you to tell the story. But I guess so what's been the reaction in town? And we'll talk about that project and where it stands. I'm sure some folks want some details.
Certainly. Yes, the last break was one in a series of three breaks. And so we had two breaks on the Linway. The first break was in front of the U-Haul, and that was rather limited in its duration. The second one, however, was difficult. It was in front of the clock tower building, and it dragged on for about a week. Because of its location, the utilities around it, the difficulty of accessing the pipe, it just dragged on and will be a very costly event for the town. But what it's really called out for us is that we need to invest in our infrastructure. And we have a special town meeting that is coming up this fall, and it's specifically being called in order to hear a capital plan for water, sewer, and other capital items, and look at funding that will be needed to fund the very large costs associated with these projects.
So while you were under these alerts, the sewer system basically you cannot pump out of the town. So in essence, what the town was doing is the sewer trucks that you see going to like homes with septic tanks, those kind of communities, they're coming into Nahant and they're filling up, right, and driving out of town.
Correct. The flow of the sewerage to the sewer plant in Lynn was disrupted. So that flow continues. So what we had to do is literally go to four locations throughout town and use those as pumping stations to put the sewerage into trucks and then truck it. That was probably the most expensive aspect of the project because we ended up with between 8 to 14 trucks going 24/7 for almost a week. Yeah. And those are very costly, and it was very necessary, however, because, again, the flow has to go somewhere, and we don't have the capacity within the system to retain that kind of flow.
Gotcha. And the fix, though, the long-term fix, so you and I were talking before we went on here, tell us about that and with that process. In other words, so there's 11 miles of pipe from Nahant over to the Lynn sewage pumping station. And so tell us what the ultimate fix could possibly be.
Okay, so we had the two breaks. And both breaks, what we did is put what's called a sleeve on each of them. And a sleeve is just nothing more than a big metal Band-Aid. So that buys us time to actually deal with the larger issue. What we have is the pipes were installed in the mid-70s. And so that was some time ago. And since then, they've deteriorated to the point where they either need to be replaced or lined. And so the proposal I think we're going to bring forward is to line them. And lining is a process of what you're doing is you're basically trying to get a chemical in the tube itself to place like a polyurethane on the inside of the tube itself. That's done by inserting a sock-like element with a chemical around it, and then you blow up the sock once it's in there. But what you have to do is you have to do that in segments. And so you disrupt the system all the way down from Ward Road to the sewer facility. So it's a lengthy and expensive process. So that's what we'll be planning over the next 3 months.
Well, I find it fascinating, but I'm sure that there's enough sewer talk here for now, Jeff. But let's talk about you just had your town meeting recently, but you've been here a couple of years, and you kind of call this in this last couple of years of transition. Maybe share with us some of the transition that the town of Nahant has undergone in your 2 years here in Nahant.
Certainly. When I first came here, the town itself has five major department heads. So three of those department heads were the positions were vacant. And then outside of that, we also have the school department, which is its own kind of separate entity. And they were in transition. Both their superintendent and their principal were retiring within a year. So you can see that there are only really two department heads within the town that were long-term and were with us. We've since replaced the fire chief, library director, and the DPW director, which creates a cohesive, wonderful team of new people who were chosen specifically for their purpose. And I think it bodes well for the town going forward. What it also allows us to do is, in a harmonious way, to start planning for the needs of the town. I think the sewer and water really are reflective of some benign neglect that has occurred here. And believe me, it occurs everywhere. Small town, large towns, you can have that same level of benign neglect. And it isn't because of a desire to not take care of your systems. It's just that funding is short, your resources are short, and demand on your resources is outstrips everything. So for us, I think that going forward with these new department heads, with kind of a new enthusiasm generally throughout the town, I think that we'll be doing a lot of planning, and that will be costly. But it's less costly than having to deal with things in an emergency fashion, like, for instance, this sewer break. The sewer break is going to be extremely costly. And so I'll be spending the next 3 to 4 weeks trying to figure out how the town will pay for that and how we can get funds from like state or insurance as an offset.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about while we're talking about the transition pieces, one of the department heads would be the head of the library. So tell us about the changes that you've seen at the Nahant Public Library in, say, the last year or so.
Yeah, it's amazing how just the transition of one person into an organization can change the entire culture, can give it a new facelift, and mean so much to the public. Sharon Hawks came to us from Lenox, and we were so lucky to have the opportunity to bring her into the system. One of her strengths is programming. And for those of you who live in Nahant or have been paying attention to the Nahant Library, over the year that she's been with us, the programming has just been phenomenal. She has done so many unique programs and frequent programs in such a way that if you're a user of the library, you've noticed the difference in the service. And she challenges us. She's just a remarkable person that we're lucky to have as our new library director.
Yeah. The other thing, too, you mentioned the schools, and so maybe I'll have you talk about that, too. But Nahant has one school. When you go to middle school, you go to Swampscott. Same with high school. You go to Swampscott, to the Swampscott Public Schools. But there's still one elementary school in the town of Swampscott. It's the Johnson School. And, you know, share with us the changes that the school department has seen in the last few years.
Sure. So I was able to hire the three department heads that I just talked about, but the school committee actually was the one who hired the new superintendent and principal. The Johnson School has been languishing over a number of years with kind of reduced enthusiasm, and we've been losing a lot of our student population. With the addition of Kevin Andrews, who's our new principal, and then Tony Parentazzi, who's our new superintendent, within 1 year, we've seen renewed enthusiasm. We've seen just a more vibrant environment that has started to increase the population and has created just a, just an enthusiasm and a cohesiveness that is just wonderful to see in a school. And we do have the one school, which is K through 6, and then our students move on to the Swampscott school system where they finish off their education.
Yeah. Now, you come to Nahant as a former planner or certainly with a planning background. So maybe just share with us, and you kind of touched on this already, but share with us the kind of skill set maybe that you bring and outlook or maybe vision is not quite the right word, but approach that you might be taking to this position in Nahant as town manager or town administrator, excuse me.
Yeah, certainly. My undergraduate degree is in landscape architecture, and my graduate degree is in urban regional planning or city planning. And I gravitated to management because I just love management. I enjoy working with personnel and solving problems. And so a lot of what I bring to the table is that planning. The town, as we talked about before, has kind of a benign neglect that has occurred in its capital planning. And so what I look forward to and have been doing over the last 2 years and will continue to do over the next number of years is to plan for and implement all the capital needs of the town. This last 2 years, when I first came here, there was a backlog of capital projects that I just had to kind of dredge through. And we've done remarkable in that. And so looking forward, now that we've dealt with the backlog, now I have to be very proactive and deal with the larger issues that people have been shying away from, like, for instance, water sewer lines. You know, we have roadway infrastructure, all of that. We have seawall issues that will be a challenge going forward, especially when looking at climate change and the rise of the sea levels. So, you know, for me, it's exciting. And I actually live in this area. I don't live in Nahant proper, but I live in the Lynn Diamond District. And if I stand on my porch and I can actually see Nahant. So so to me, this is home. And I've been in this area for about 22 years. So to me, it's home. And I love planning and making a change and difference in my own community.
Well, you know, it's funny you talk about the sewers, and here we are back again to that. But it's basically out of sight, out of mind. That's a if that expression came from anything, it certainly could come from that issue.
It certainly can. And you know, we have been lucky that we haven't had the number of issues that we've had in over the last month. Again, we've had three sewer breaks. But looking back over the 10 years, the last 10 years, we haven't had the severity and the frequency of breaks. They've all been minor. So right now. Now, this is really hitting home that we have a problem. And it's a problem that we have to address right now.
Sorry to keep bringing that back up. I have two more topics I want to talk to you about. Town Wharf Project. So there's a construction project going on at the Town Wharf, which is obviously a focal point of the community, certainly in the summer months. You have recreational users. You have day users. But you also have commercial fishermen that, that use the wharf as well, lobstermen and so on. So what is the project at the wharf, and maybe an update timeline on what's to come and what has been done?
Well, let me give you two projects because they're kind of similar. So the wharf itself, and then we also, if you're familiar with Nahant, you know of what's called 40 Steps Beach. 40 Steps Beach has a revetment, and the revetment is basically the slope that goes from the roadway down to the beach itself, and that is eroding. So over the next 2 years, we will be replacing and fortifying that revetment. So that's one of our major infrastructure projects going forward over the next 2 years. Currently, we're involved in replacing the boat ramp at the Tudor Wharf. And the Tudor Wharf, as you say, is our hub of activity. It's the only wharf that we have here in town. It services all of our commercial fishermen, recreational boat users, and is it's a classic area where one of the classic activities that occurs is each summer we have people jumping off the wharf. And it's just one of those.
Middle school kids, if I'm not mistaken, right?
All the way up from middle school kids to adults. We have seniors who jump from the wharf. So it's the hub of our community. And the wharf project started this last winter. We are breaking to basically allow the wharf to continue to be that hub of activity during the summer uninterrupted. And then we'll pick it back up in the winter and finish out the project.
All right. I think I'm down to one more topic here. We're talking with Jeff Shelgren, who is the town administrator, town of Nahant. And that would be your special town meeting that you talked about having in the fall. There's, you mentioned the sewer issue to be discussed, but also Coast Guard housing and some of the options that are out there. Maybe you could share with us where that is and then what are some possible options that the town might be hearing about. Not that you haven't heard, they haven't heard about some of them in the past, but where does that stand and give us an update on that.
Okay, the Coast Guard housing has been a project that the town has been working on for over 10 years. We own a 4-acre parcel of land that has 12 houses that sit on them. They're very simple structures that were used during the military era here in town. They're adjacent to a bunker that is underneath the Bailey's Hill Park area. And these houses were used for the military families. And again, they're very simple construction. The town 10 years ago purchased the property from the federal government, and we have always envisioned that we will have a master plan for the development of that property in such a way that we maximize the kind of visual, financial, and kind of a demographic mix of the town. This property is located it's surrounded by the golf course, Bailey's Hill Park, and Johnson School. So if you know the area, it's kind of out there by the end of Willow Street and Kessel Road. And again, it's a great opportunity for the town. It's one of those rare opportunities that we will never have again to create something that so significantly impacts our future. To us, it was a purchase of $2.1 million. We now owe $1.8 million on it. But what we really see it as is more of a means of determining our destiny going forward. If we are successful in turning this project into something that has such a positive and significant impact on that neighborhood, then that's we're the stewards of the land. That's what we're here to do.
And I don't know if you want to get into specifics, but there have been proposals in the past to do different things, correct? And
yes.
And they're still on the table, but they're not. But there's nothing on the table. Is it? Do I have that right?
Yes. The project's been going for 10 years, and it's gone through a series of town meeting actions and approvals. It was actually put out to bid several times.
Oh.
And the first time it was put out to bid, it was taken to a town meeting to seek authorization to sell it to a developer. That authorization was received. The developer then got into the process, and because it was during the last down cycle of the real estate market, the developer went bankrupt and to return the property to the town. And so we've then put it out twice again, and only to find that the market wasn't right. And so now we're in that in between. We're trying to reorganize ourselves and position ourselves for the next cycles. And so what we hope to do is in this next process, take the committee's recommendations back to the town meeting in the fall, and they will offer several options to the town meeting, and the town meeting will have to select from that their preferences and then authorize the committee to take that to a bid process and hopefully sell it to a developer who will build the vision.
Gotcha. Well, Jeff, anything else that that you want to share with us, that you're working on, any upcoming things or events or anything like that to share with us, or anything I haven't asked you about or you want to mention here as a kind of a closing kind of comment?
No, other than the fact that we have the challenges of being a small community but an island community. Nahant is, it's interesting the way that it's so close to the Boston metropolitan area and Lynn, but yet has the feel of rural Vermont with a fishing twist. So the challenge for us is really trying to keep that character. And what we're seeing is the prices of our real estate are going through the roof. We actually have a higher median price than Marblehead for our housing stock. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that our housing stock is much smaller. And so when the houses come on the market, they command a higher price. So it's a challenge to keep this kind of rural, marine, aquatic lifestyle. But it's a challenge that we're up to, and we look forward to it.
Good. Well, Jeff, great talking with you. Nice meeting you, and best of luck, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Yeah. Jeff Shelgren, the town administrator, Town of Nahant. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.